Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New figures from Johns Hopkins University show rates of COVID-19 going up in 22 states, and researchers are pointing to all those Memorial Day gatherings a couple weeks ago. Makes sense. Remember when people in Alabama and Florida first began hitting the beaches and bars, going to church services as restrictions were lifted in those states? And we heard many say, well, if Donald Trump isn't wearing a mask, I don't have to. God has a plan for me, and when it's my time, it's my time. Or it's not as bad as the media says. Well, our next guest has some insight into at least those last two comments. He might have said them once, but not anymore. Not since 46-year-old Brian Hitchens, a devout Christian, survived a ferocious bout with COVID-19. His wife, Erin, was put on a ventilator over a month ago. She's still battling the disease. He now has a new message. Listen closely. He's still fighting a COVID cough and a bad phone line. Brian Hitchens is a rideshare driver in Jupiter, Florida. Brian, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How is your wife, Erin?
It's still day to day. She was off of sedation, not completely off of sedation, but on a partial sedation, and she was able to respond to commands, answering questions, nodding yes, and then nodding for no. And then also when the nurse asked her to squeeze her hands, she was able to squeeze her hand. Mm-hmm. They've been playing around with the ventilator settings to see which is the best one, but her lungs are still not to where they need to be at. So they raised up the ventilator to 80%. So, mm-hmm. You know, earlier on, I did mentally prepare myself for the possibility of her, you know, passing on, which is it's hard to do. This is the greatest illness for sure. But if anybody can bounce back after a serious illness like this, it's her.
Yeah. So take us back, Brian. You characterize what you thought about the coronavirus and all the, the alarm that was being raised.
When we were first hearing about it, we were hearing different things about it. There was other viruses out there and diseases like the H1N1 flu. There was the bird flu, and we didn't get hit by that. So, you know, we kind of thought, well, let's keep an eye on it. There's a verse that says, do not fear him that could kill the body only, but fear him that could destroy body and soul in the lake of fire. So I know that whatever could harm my body, that's all it could do. It does not have any authority of where my afterlife will be at.
But were you also, when you say the messages were mixed, where were you getting your information? Because President Trump was saying it would go away like a miracle. What was forming your opinion about how it wasn't a big deal? Because certainly there are millions of other Americans who were running to get face masks and they thought it was a big deal. So what else was forming your opinion about how big a problem this was?
I think what it was they were having us, you know, social distance and closing down so many of the social places like bars and supermarkets. I always wondered if there was more going on that we weren't being told.
Was that because you didn't trust the science, or what was happening in your community? Or
it wasn't really not trusting or trusting in science. I would say mid to late January, I went to a revival service, and he was prophesying about the 5G and that there's going to be some sort of outbreak that it'll affect a lot of people health-wise. So I thought, I wonder if what we're seeing is linked to that at all.
It is a conspiracy theory. I have to say it's a completely false theory, right? that somehow, right, 5G broadband cell phone towers are causing this. You really are really giving us a insight into the confusion a lot of Americans might have felt.
I just thought maybe there was something more going on.
And then suddenly, you and your wife, Erin, get sick. How sick were you?
Physically exhausting. Like getting up to go to the kitchen, fixing yourself some meat and coming back to bed. Felt like you ran like a 10-mile marathon. And I felt really out of breath. And all I wanted to do was sleep. My wife, then she started not to feel that great either. She had been not holding her food down. And I mean, I've had some waves of nausea too. And I said, you know what? We're not chancing this thing. So we went back to the hospital and we both came out positive.
As you wrote in one of your Facebook posts, or I think told somebody at the time, you know, you'd get up and pray and trust in God. Mm-hmm. There were masks and gloves, but you thought it looked a little hysterical. And you also, as you said, thought maybe the government was doing something. When did that shift?
Well, I'm in the hospital. She's in one room. I'm in the other. Still hearing people that say it's a fake disease. And I think there's still people going around that saying it is. And there's a lot of end times prophecies about epidemics and things like that, things to look out for. You know, I would pray and trust and all that. That's great. But your faith is only representing one side of the coin. So I was only operating on one side of the coin. Mm-hmm. So I took things that we were hearing in the news and stuff. It's like, well, is this really that bad? You know, yeah, definitely. As we got further and further, you know, when I was in the hospital talking to nurses and hearing their experience, you know, really shed a new light. And it was kind of like a wake-up call. Mm. The hysteria that I thought was crazy at one time, people were just listening. Mm. Yeah, it is real. And warnings are there to protect us. So like the CDC or if they make mandates to wear a face mask when you go out in public, yeah, do so. It's for your own protection.
I hope this doesn't offend. I mean it in the most caring way, because it's reminding me of something I heard, I'm pretty sure, in Sunday school. I've shared it here before. You know, a man comes down with a terrible illness. Let's say it's cancer. And he refuses help because he tells everyone, oh, no, God is going to save me. And oncologists came and he said, no, no. And the best surgeons came. He said, nope, God will save me. And sadly, he died. And he got to heaven and he said to God, why did you forsake me? And God said, what are you talking about? I sent you an oncologist. I sent you a surgeon, you know. And in your case, I sent you face masks. I sent you scientists. Yeah. I mean, is that what you're saying? It's a little bit like that?
Yes, exactly. Jesus. Yeah, he healed so many people by miracles, and God still does that, but he also wants to use us to use the resources that's been provided.
Couple things. We know that when you posted this, you know, people take this seriously. This is no kidding around. This is not a hoax. Just think about what I said. If you have to go out, use wisdom. Don't be foolish like I was. So this same thing won't happen to you. Is that the message you want to convey to people?
Yes, the warnings, they're not there to take away freedoms. I mean, I know that there are some people out there like, oh, they just want to take away your freedom. Look, you know, I understand how you feel, okay? But, you know, this COVID thing is nothing to fool around with. You know, we need to listen to the experts. We need to listen to scientists, listen to our government leaders. And there's a lot of people who are faith believers, and there's actually scriptures in the New Testament in Romans chapter 13 about not disobeying government authorities. So if they come out and say, you know, wear a mask out in public, you know, if we don't do that, that's going against scripture. So when I looked at them, I'm like, why are we not doing what they want us to do?
It's in the scripture, Brian, but it's also saving your life.
Yes. you know, God working through the CDC and the scientists.
But when you gave this tremendous life-saving advice out, we know some people were a little nasty to you. What did they say?
Well, after some people heard that I got sick, I would get the hate messages. Some people just looked at how I thought of it in my past, and they got so angry of why I would think a certain way. They just are unforgiving, and they just want to, you know, you're sick, you ought to die, you know, I deserved it, you get what you deserve, and all that. And, you know, and I've had a lot of supporters, too, said, hey, don't worry about those haters out there, you know, I don't.
Well, Brian, we want to say thank you so much for your message here today. And you came by it the hard way, but thank you.
Right. Sometimes lessons are learned the hard way.
Yeah. Well, maybe you've been sent. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Take care. And please keep us posted on Aaron, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Brian once doubted the seriousness of COVID-19. Not anymore. He survived it. His wife is on a ventilator.